expectations coming into training camp looks possible for this team?
I'll switch with you.
Our goals are set. Only one goal we set to get to the championship game. That's our mindset. Just take it a day at a time.
How do you build off getting to the playoffs, making a big jump and improvement from the year before?
Taking it a day at a time. What happened in the past, we can't do anything about it, but just build on coming out here and working hard and listening to our coaches and them putting us in this position to have success again.
Tomba, you might have brought in more than anybody else who's arrived today. Do you just like bring all the comforts of home?
Yeah, these dorm rooms are the best we can have here in St. Joe's, and just got to make it a little homey and make sure we're comfortable. We're going to be out there in the heat. So.
Talk about the business side of things. Jamal potentially not going to be here today. How does that affect you guys, or does it at all?
Like Coach said, we just worry about the guys that's here, the guys who shows up. We're going to play with them. We'll leave that up to the general manager and the business side.
Could you talk about talking with Justin? Where's Justin's mind right now? What's with him? I know.
From what I hear, he's going to be here. And we're going to get it rocking again in Sac City. Whatever happened in the all season, we put all of that behind us, and he's here to play football just like every other man, and that's our concern. Let's get to that quarterback.
Speaking of which, D Ford had a nice line yesterday calling this Sac City,
Sac City.
You said. Just talk about that, just that lineage that you guys, from years and years here, from the Hall of Famers to you guys.
Yeah, we're starting to take pride in what the Chiefs organization have done with drafting guys that can get after the passer. And each year we're bringing in better guys, and to put together a group, what they're trying to do, coaches, all of us trying to get to that passer, just going to help our team. And we want to just enjoy doing it while we're playing together.
Have you tried to kind of impart that on D and then even Justin before? Because guys before you came here with the Derek Thomases and Jareds and guys like that who passed that on to you?
Well, we barely talk about the past, the guys that's been here, but we know, history and the guys that's been here. And it would be nice to continue to live up to that hype. Neil Smith and those guys, they're always going to be proud of us if we're doing what they did. And but again, it's a new year. It's about winning to us, and the more guys we can get to the quarterback, it's going to alleviate a lot of stress.
Are you excited? I mean, veterans don't usually like camp or love it, but are you excited?
Yeah, going into my ninth year, I'm very excited to keep doing it with one team, and I can't ask for any more. It's been a dream come through, living an American dream, as they say it. But again, this is a business job and a production business. We got to get out there in the heat, get ready to win some football games.
What were you thinking about driving up the sidewalk, heading up to the dorms here today? Were you thinking anything like, here we go again? Or anything in mind as you came into town today?
Our focus level, just getting ready and blocking out all the distraction around us and starting to, kind of focus on what's at hand here. In 2 weeks, we're going to play a game. In a month, we're going to be playing, games that's going to be counted towards the season. So it's a different year, and things are a little different, some distraction. But for the guys that are here, we just need to continue to focus and get better at what we're doing.
And we know you keep in contact with some of your teammates, obviously Justin. But is Jamal one of those guys that you used to keep in regular contact with at least?
Yeah, I'm friends with Jamal.
Okay. And as far as, his work ethic and stuff goes, if he doesn't show up, would there be any reason to worry about his state whenever he does return, or just knowing him, knowing the way he is?
Obviously we want everybody here, but reasoning why he's not here, that's between the management and his camp. Until he gets here, we got to just roll with the punches and roll with the guys we got here.
All right,
tomorrow. What are you hoping to see from the rookies, D Ford in particular?
Just enjoying their time, while we're doing it, but putting the focus on the reason why we're doing it. we're going to have fun out here, but you know, at the end of the day, we all remember what happened in that playoff game, and that's what's got to carry us. You know, the rookies, the veterans, that's got to carry all of us throughout the year.